Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today. A newly detected COVID-19 variant, nicknamed Cicada, has made its way into Michigan, but health experts say there's no reason to sound the alarm. The strain, known as BA.3.2, is part of the Omicron family and has now been identified in more than two dozen states nationwide. What's catching scientists' attention isn't increased severity, but its ability to evolve. Researchers say the variant carries an unusually high number of mutations, raising concerns about what's called immune escape, meaning it may be better at slipping past protections from prior infections or vaccines. But doctors stress that doesn't mean it's more dangerous. So far, there's no evidence linking Cicada to higher rates of hospitalization or death. In fact, overall, COVID activity across Michigan remains low, accounting for just a small fraction of emergency room visits earlier this month. The variant was first identified overseas and is now being tracked globally, often through wastewater surveillance, an early warning system that can detect the virus before outbreaks appear in hospitals. Health officials say the biggest known or unknown right now is the variant will behave over time. Meanwhile, vaccination rates in Michigan have dipped, with fewer than 1 in 10 residents receiving the latest updated shot. Medical experts emphasize that vaccines still offer strong protection, especially against severe illness. Globally, the variant is currently classified as under monitoring, not a variant of concern. Bottom line, this is a reminder that COVID-19 hasn't disappeared. It's still changing, but for now, experts say awareness, not panic, is the right response. And in Tuscola County, a tense morning in Millington Community Schools ended with relief after what authorities now confirm was a false emergency call, part of the dangerous trend known as swatting. Police say the incident began just before 11 a.m. when a bomb threat was phoned into a district building. Within minutes, officers from the Millington Police Department and a Tuscola County Sheriff's Office rushed to the scene, locking down the school as a precaution while a full-scale search got underway. Students and staff remained secured inside as law enforcement combed the buildings. A specially trained bomb detection canine was also brought in to assist. After an extensive sweep, officials found no explosives, no suspicious items, and no sign of danger. Investigators now believe the threat was not credible, but the response was very real. Authorities also revealed that another nearby school reported a similar incident around the same time, raising concerns about coordinated or copycat activity. Swatting, where false reports are made to trigger emergency responses, is a serious crime that can drain critical resources and put lives at risk. Police emphasize that incidents like this are treated with urgency and can lead to significant criminal charges. The lockdown was lifted once the buildings were cleared, allowing students and staff to return to normal activities. No injuries were reported. Officials are continuing to investigate who may be behind the call, while thanking the school community for their patience and cooperation during what they described as highly disruptive but ultimately unfounded incident. And Henry Keenan, 33, of Flint, will be back in Lapeer County Court on Friday, March 27th, that was today, regarding multiple felony charges from a gun incident on March 13th. On that date, at about 11:48 p.m., dispatch sent Lapeer County deputies to a resident on Mount Morris Road, Columbiaville, for reports of gunshots and assaults. When deputies arrived on scene, they learned that Keenan had obtained a gun and allegedly fired shots at two men in the residence and demanded their car, keys, and cell phones. The incident involved a standoff between Keenan and several law enforcement officers that ended at about 3:32 a.m. on March 14th without injuries. Because of those actions, Keenan had been charged with 10 felonies. He is charged with 2 counts of armed robbery, 2 counts of assault with intent to murder, 2 counts of assault with a dangerous weapon, and multiple related charges, as well as being a habitual offender. Since his arrest, Keenan has been lodged in Lapeer County Jail without bond. When we come back after this AVS sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
This is Paul from the AVS Tech Team. I'm one of the certified technicians who can help you with your computer repair and networking needs. Got a virus? No problem. Broken screen? We'll fix it. Ready to upgrade to a new PC? We've got those too. We'll even come to you for bigger projects that require on-site work at your home, farm, or business. No project is too big or small, and it's all done for an affordable price. We're offering our PC scan and clean service for only $65. That's a $10 savings and gets you a complete tune-up on your computer. So give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our offices in Pigeon or Sandusky to get your computer running at its best.
Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through April 30th, 2026.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our national news, NASA tracks car-sized asteroid 2026 FM3. Astronomers at NASA have confirmed that a small asteroid designated 2026 FM3 made a safe, close approach to Earth today. The object, roughly 15 feet in diameter, passed within 238,000 kilometers, closer than the moon's orbit, but never posed the threat of collision. Scientists used the flyby to test new radar and optical tracking technologies. Because of its small mass, the asteroid would have disintegrated in the atmosphere had it entered. But the data gathered will help refine planetary defense models for future larger objects. In other national news, Series A funding secured for U.S.-based AI RAN platform. ODC, an American pioneer in AI-native radio access networks, announced the closing of a $45 million Series A funding round today. The investment is aimed at deploying an open architecture platform that integrates 5G communication with edge intelligence and robotic sensing. When we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
Hi, this is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. Spring is a season of fresh starts, and if you've been thinking about the next step for your loved one, this may be the right time to explore your options. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we provide both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation in a warm, supportive environment where residents are treated with dignity and respect. We understand how difficult these decisions can be, and our experienced team is here to answer your questions and help you feel confident in your choice. We're proud to serve families throughout Huron County with personalized care that truly feels like home. We remain focused on what matters most, compassionate care, and peace of mind for the families we serve. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. Remember, the choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare Managed community, and we are all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Moving on to our international news, Brent crude surges past $104 per barrel. Global oil prices continue their upward trajectory today, with Brent crude climbing to $104 per barrel. The persistent conflict in the Middle East and the continued closure of key shipping routes have fueled fears of a long-term energy shortage. The price hike is expected to have an immediate impact on transportation costs and manufacturing overhead globally. Economic ministers in Europe and Asia are meeting today to discuss the potential release of more strategic petroleum reserves to mitigate the price shock. In other international news, IAEA warns of risk at Bushehr nuclear plant. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency has issued a stern warning regarding military activity near Iran's Bushehr nuclear power plant. He stated that strikes in the vicinity could lead to a major radiological accident with transboundary consequences. The agency is calling for the establishment of a protection zone around all nuclear facilities in the region. While the plant has not been directly hit, the intensity of nearby airstrikes has prompted urgent calls for restraint from the international community. When we come back after this Franklin Restaurant sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
All You Can Eat Taco Tuesdays are back at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant. You heard right. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant has All You Can Eat Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. And your ticket to Flavortown doesn't stop there. Mondays, you can sink your teeth into mouth-watering prime rib. Wednesdays, rib night. And Thursdays, you can enjoy a juicy New York strip. Fridays are Fish Fry Fridays, and there's also a full menu of the best quality food that is organic diet friendly at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant in Bad Axe. Whether you're looking for fresh, light meals, classic comfort food, or something for that special occasion, the Franklin Restaurant delivers consistent quality you can taste. If you live or work in the Thumb, you owe it to yourself to enjoy food that is straightforward, well-prepared, and mindful of what goes into it. Because you are what you eat, so make it the best. Good food, honest service, and a meal you can feel good about. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant, kitchen open 3 to 9, lounge open all day. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant is on the east side of Bad Axe across from Self Serve Lumber and Ossentoski Farm Equipment. Be sure to follow the Franklin Inn on Facebook for pop-up buffets and local events.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have two obituaries for this hour. On Wednesday, March 25th, 2026, Kirk Douglas Schember, age 59, of Bad Axe, passed away. Kurt was born on August 13th, 1966, in Bad Axe. Kurt is survived by his wife Lisa and son Cody. The funeral service for Kurt Schember will be on Tuesday, March 31st, 2026, at 11 a.m. at the Bad Axe First Presbyterian Church. Friends and family of Kurt Schember may call for visitation from 2 to 8 p.m. at McAlpine Funeral Home on Monday, March 30th, and also on Tuesday at the Bad Axe First Presbyterian Church from 10 a.m. until a time of service at 11 a.m. Memorials may be made to the family or Thumb Animal Shelter. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Doris T. Stimpfel, 81, of Cass City, died peacefully Wednesday, March 25th, 2026. Doris was born January 7th, 1945, in Paris Township. Doris is survived by her children, Tammy, Renee, Thomas, James, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Visitation will take place Friday, April 17th, 2026, in Novesta Church of Christ from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. Interment has taken place in Great Lakes National Cemetery in Holly. Memorials may be made to Novesta Church of Christ. Arrangements made handled by Kranz Funeral Home of Cass City. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff, they're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today. All right, we got our precision weather coming up next with Steve Adamson, but currently here at studio, we've got 28 degrees, overcast skies, humidity 59%. Winds are 6 out of the northeast, wind chill sitting at 21 degrees. Steve Adamson has your precision weather details coming up.